That's why I'm praying silence.
Amen. 先我们来看第六章。
Let's continue to study chapter 6.
第六章分成三段。
Chapter 6 is divided into three sections.
第一段是一到九节，洗礼的意义、方法还有功效。
The first section is from verse 1 to 9, the effect, the methods, the meaning, the methods and the effects of water baptism.
第一小段是一到第四节，意义、洗礼的意义还有它的功效。
The first subsection is the significance and the effects of water baptism.
一般教会通常把罗马书六章前面这一段了解成洗礼意义，没有讲它的功效，也没有讲它的方法。
Most of the other denominations only try to explain the significance or the meaning of water baptism, but they do not give further elaboration about the methods, the processes, and the effects.
当然，罗马书六章前面这一段是强调它的意义没有洗礼意义这个没有错。
Of course, it is true to say that the first part deals with the meaning and the meaning of water baptism.
但里面提到的洗礼功效和方法是一般教所忽略的。
But it also mentioned about the process or the method and the effects of the water baptism, which most of the denominations are neglected to talk about.
看六章第一节。
Let's refer to chapter 6, verse 1.
这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在最终叫恩典显多吗？为什么保罗会这么问？因为在前面五章第二十五节谈到了罪在哪里显得多，恩典就更多所以说，有人就说，那我们信主是不是可以犯很多罪，活在罪恶当中，然后叫神恩典更多在我们身上呢？这个是很自然的一种疑问。
So why Paul make this question? Because as we just read in verse 20, moreover the law entered that the offense might abound, but when sin abound, the grace abound much more. That's in sin that grace.May abound.
第二节保罗回答的问题。
So verse 2 is Paul's reply.
他说断了不可，我们在罪上死的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Certainly not. How shall we who die to sin live any longer in it?
原来这个五章的二十节所说的罪在那里显多，恩典就更显多，是讲信主前的罪了。
And in here refer to But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more refers to the sin we committed prior to our conversion.
信主前罪不管有多严重，耶稣恩典临到你就被遮盖，就得了赦免。
No matter what kind of sin and how serious the sin one committed, when the grace of Jesus has come upon and all his transgressions and sin will be cleansed and removed.
那六章的一节到二节就谈到我们受洗之后跟耶稣同死。
And chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, give further elaboration that and after we were buried by Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ,
受洗的人在受洗的时候，他的罪人已经跟主同属同埋葬了。
So during the water baptism, a person were baptized into his death and was buried with Jesus Christ.
所以不可以开导都回去活在罪恶当中。
So he cannot live in sins again.
第三节
，verse 3，
岂不知我们这受的归入基督耶稣人数，所以归在死吗？受洗就归入耶稣的死。
And water baptism, going through water baptism means we were baptized into his death.
第四节说，所以我们借着洗礼归的死和他一同埋葬，人就叫我们一举一动有些样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死有复活一样啊。就讲了，受洗就跟主同死，他们同复活，所以受洗后一举一动要有新的样式。
Therefore, we were buried him through baptism into death. Therefore, we should.Also walk in newness of life.
这一段时候谈到洗礼意义。
And this passage deals with meaning or the significance of the water baptism.
受洗就有罪的人跟着同死同埋葬。
So going through water baptism means a person was buried with Jesus Christ.
受洗后从水起来是复活的人，是有一个新生命在里面。
And after he comes out of the water, he will live in a new life.
所以受洗后要活在耶稣的恩典当中，不要活在罪恶当中。
So after water baptism, one should live in the grace of Christ, not to live in sins.
一般教拿这一段来解释，就是强调洗礼意义。
Yeah, many churches use this passage to explain the significance of water baptism.
没有错，这里书强调其意义没有错。
Of course, it does say so.
但下面又提到的方法跟功效。
But this passage also provides the methods and the effects of water baptism. And which many of the denominations have ignored of.
第五节是讲洗礼方法。
Verse 5 gives the method of water baptism.
这里说我们在他死的形状与他联合，也要在父神与他联合，耶稣死的身上低头断气。
So if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, that means Jesus bowed his death and died.
这个记得约翰19章35节。
It records in John chapter 19.
耶稣低下头断气。
In John chapter 19 verse 30, Jesus bowed his head and died.
洗礼跟主同死。
Water baptism is to die with Christ.
所以我们下水洗的时候，要头要低下来。
Therefore, when we go to water baptism, we also have to face downward.
这个是为保罗得的启示。
And this was revealed by Paul Wei.
耶稣钉十字架的时候还没有气断，头没有低下来。
Before Jesus Christ died, he did not bow his head.
头气断头就低下来。
When he's dead, he bowed his head.
这个不是神迹,
and he faced downward.
不是神迹的，是助人现象。
And this is not a miracle, it's just nature.
好像我们做主还没有气断，头是停止的。如果你打瞌睡，头都低下来。
When a person is still alive, he will raise his head. When he is sleepy, he will bow his head. He will nod his head.
打瞌睡，头低下不住。 这个是很自然的现象，不是神迹啊。
It's a very natural behavior when a person is falling asleep. It's not a miracle.
说耶稣低头断气也是很自然的现象，这个不是神迹。
It's not a miracle. Therefore, when Jesus Christ is dead, he faced downward.
约翰所看见的耶稣低头断气，把它记录下来。
This is the record of John to record the death of Jesus Christ.
那罗马书六章保罗书把耶稣气断那个低头断气拿来当了洗礼的方法讲。
And in chapter six, verse 5, Paul referred to the likeness of his death to give the explanation of the method of death.
我们叫低头受下水受洗，是为保罗得启示来的。
When we also practice the water baptism, we face downward. This is from Paul Wei. He was revealed by Jesus.
我们要做方法洗礼，发生好多神迹。
When we practice this method of water baptism, there are a lot of miracles happen.
洗礼说看到水像血这么红，就一种异象。
So during the water baptism, some people saw the water turn to reddish color.
有的人生病，受洗起来得了医治。
And someone who were healed when going through the water baptism.
洗礼目的不是医病，是为了赎罪。
Of course, the main function of water baptism is for the redemption of sins, not just for healing.
但有时候神会给我们一个附带的恩典，就是受洗后病得医治。
And sometimes God gave additional grace and blessing. After the water baptism, his disease was healed.
从这起源，我们知道我们低头下水受洗是合于神所喜悦的，合于神的主意的。
And from all these miracles, they prove that our water baptism does have effect.
6节到9节是讲洗礼的功效。
And verse 6 to 9. I refer to the effects of water baptism.
通常一般基督教说罗马书六章的讲洗礼意义都是从1节到4节为主，下面他都不讲。
Most of the denominations, when dealing with water baptism, only refer to verse 1 to verse 4, then they do not give further explanation.
因为5节提到洗礼方法要低下头，跟耶稣洗礼一样。
Because verse 5 describes that one should unite together in the likeness of Jesus' death. And verse 6 to 9 recalls or describes the effects of water baptism.
看这个第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同的赎价，赎罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。这里说受洗的人是有罪的这个旧人跟主同定赎价。
Knowing that our old man was crucified with him,
罪心就灭绝了。
Then that the body of sin might be done away with. Then we shall no longer be slaves of sin.
如果洗礼没有受的功效,
if the water baptism has no effect of the redemption of sin,
罪先怎么灭罪呢?
Then how could be the sins removed?
怎么可能不再做罪的奴仆呢?
Yeah, how could the body of sin might be done away, and how can we no longer be slaves of sin?
那第七节是说明这个道理。
And verse 7 gave the explanation of
为什么受洗后罪先灭罪，为什么受洗后不再做罪的奴仆？第七节说明他的理由。
And verse 7 is the rationale.
因为以属人脱离了罪。
For he has died, has been freed from sin.
脱离了罪两个意思。
There are two meanings of that.
第一个意思脱离罪案。
And free from all the sinful issues.
第二个意思脱离罪的律。
And to free from the sin law.
比方说一个犯法的人,
for instance, a criminal.
如果被送去法院审判,
and he was sent to the court.
他就被定罪,
and he will be condemned.
然后被受,
he will be sentenced.
受处罚,
and he will be punished.
但这个人在被送去法院审判之前，他突然死掉了。
And if this person died prior to the trial,
他是罪案就一笔勾销,
and he and this will be and his accusation will be removed.
因为法官定了罪，要先问他的口供。
And of course, the judge will have to go through all the trials.
死去的人不会说话了。
And a dead person will not be able to talk.
你问不出口供啊。
And you can get nothing from him.
就算你判刑他也不感到痛苦啊。
And even you give a sentence, he would not feel anything.
所以不管他什么大罪,
no matter what kind of crime he has committed,
在受审判之前,
and prior to the trial,
他突然死掉了,
and if this person dies suddenly,
他的罪案一笔勾销,
and all the issues and all the persecution will be removed.
假如洗礼没有受的功效,
if the water baptism has no remission of sin,
罪案勾销, 怎么解释呢?
And all the sinful issues are removed, are not removed, then how can he be saved?
脱离罪的第二个意思就是脱离罪的律。
Free from sin, that a person is free from the sin law.
活着的人有行为的能力。
And a living being can act.
他可以犯罪，可以行善。
He can do good or to do evil.
一旦死去就没有行为的能力了。
A dead person can have no behaviors nor any actions.
所以活着的时候做好犯了很多罪的人。
And
活着时候犯很多罪的人。
Therefore, when a person is still alive and he committed a lot of sins,
一旦死去了, 他都没有犯罪的能力,
and after his death, he will not be able to commit any sins.
就不再有罪的力量约束他,
and the sin law cannot control him anymore.
就是脱离罪的律,
and he is free from sin.
所以我们信主受洗的人,
so after we are baptized,
不但罪得了赦免,
not only our sins are cleansed,
罪案一笔勾销,
and all of the sinful issues are removed,
而且脱离罪的力量的辖制,
and we are also free from the bondage of sin,
可以不再犯罪,
and we will not commit sin.
这个下面六章, 十三十六讲得很清楚。
And verse 13 and 14 give more explanation.
等一下才看啊。
We're going to refer to them later on.
好，看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
因为这个八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。如果洗礼只有意义而已，那怎么会有这个复活的功效呢？
How can the water baptism has the effect of resurrection?
受洗就有罪的人跟主同死同埋葬。
Water baptism is going through the interment with Christ.
有罪已经埋掉了。
So all the sins were buried.
他就脱离罪了。
And he was free from sin.
从水里起来是复活的人。
So after coming out of water, he is a new person.
他有基督的新生命。
And he has the newness, he has a new life of Christ.
那第九节,
verse 9.
因为主道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。耶稣复活以后，就不再。 不再死一次，他死一次而已。
Jesus Christ only died once.
所以死不再做他的主。
And death no longer has dominion over him.
我们受洗跟主同死同定赎这样。
We were buried with Christ during the water baptism.
所以受洗一次而已。
So we only go through one water baptism.
那受洗后以后,
and after the water baptism,
死就不能做我们的主。
And death no longer has a dominion over us.
我们已经有基督生命在里面。
And we have the life of Christ in us.
脱离死亡。
And we were free from sin.
第十节,
verse 10
到第十四节
through verse 14，
这个是第二段
which is the second section.
受洗后要向神活着
and afterward the baptism, one should live to God.
看第十节
let's read verse 10.
他死是向着死的只有一次啊，耶稣定十字架一次而已。
Jesus Christ was only crucified once.
向罪死是因为他担了我们的罪。
He died to sin once for all. That means he carried over our all the sinful burden.
所以死了以后就跟这个罪断绝关系了。
So after a person is dead, he was free from sin.
啊，活着是他活是向神活着。
But he lives to God.
叫活在神里面。
He has to live in God.
他死一次没有死第二次啊。
Therefore, Jesus Christ only died for us once.
第十一节
verse 11.
这样我们也要向罪看，当作自己是死的。
Likewise, we also reckon ourselves to be dead indeed to sin.
因为有罪的人受洗已经跟主同死同钉十字架。
Therefore, a sinful man, when a sinful person went through the water baptism, he was crucified and buried with Christ.
所以受洗我们要向罪当作自己是已经死掉了。
So after water baptism, we also died to sin.
所以要开导的回去活在罪恶当中。
And we should not live in sin anymore after the water baptism.
我们受洗后跟罪脱离关系。
And after water baptism, we have no part with sin.
好像耶稣当我们罪钉十字架，他就跟罪脱离关系了。
Just like Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, and he only died for us once.
那向神要在基督耶稣里面把自己当作是活的。
But alive to God in Jesus Christ. 就
活在基督里面，活在神里面。
And we shall also live in Christ.
那十三到十二到十四节是讲新生命，新生命。十二到十四节。
Verse 12 to alive refer to verse 14 refers to a new life.
看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
所以不要容罪在里面必属身上作王，使你们顺从身子。所以这里说的。不要容罪在人身上，必属身上作王。这个罪就讲罪的力，不要再让罪的力控制我们。
And in here it means that we shall not be controlled by the sin law anymore.
以前没有信主，罪的力控制我们。
Prior to our conversion, we were controlled and ruled over by sin.
第七节说，受洗跟主同死的人已经脱离罪的力了。
For those who had died, have been removed, have been free from sin.
所以不要再开导回去活在罪恶当中，被罪的力控制。
Therefore, we should not go back to the old life and still live in sin of the world of baptism.
使你们顺从神主旨意。假如你们没有拒绝这个罪的要求，这样你就是去顺从这个旨意。放纵私欲了。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust.
十三节
，verse 13，
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪的不义器具，倒要像重新复活人，把自己献给神，并将自己作义的器具献给神。这里谈到一个信主人。不要把身体献给罪都不义的器具。
And as a Christian believer, we shall do not present our members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin.
反而要把自己献给神，当作义的器具。
But present ourselves to God as being alive from death, and our members as instruments of righteousness to God.
所以基督徒在生活上有消极方面，也有积极方面的表现。
And therefore, as a Christian believers, we have both the active and the passive way.
消极方面是说，不要把身体献给罪做不义的器具，就是不要犯罪。
That means that in one way, we should not present ourselves as instruments to do all the unrighteous things.
积极方面是把自己的身体献给神做义的器具，就是说要行善。
Most positively, we should present ourselves as instruments of righteousness to God.
所以基督徒单说我不犯罪还不够，应当去行善。
Therefore, as a Christian, we should not only just refrain from committing sins, we should be more actively and proactively to do all the good deeds.
十四节说，罪必不做你们的主，这个是有一个保障。
That is a guarantee, for sin shall not have dominion over us.
这里的罪是罪的律。
And this refers to the sin law.
有人说我信主会犯罪，因为我没有圣灵帮助的，很软弱。
Someone may claim that although I went through the water baptism, still I'm weak since I do not have the Holy Spirit.
就是一种借口。
This is only an excuse.
因为从一节到十六节，这里都没有提到受圣灵。
And from verse 1 to verse 14, as we just read, it didn't say anything about the recipient of Holy Spirit.
这里只有讲受洗。
It only refers to the water baptism.
第七节说，以属灵脱离了罪。
As we just read, for he who has died has been free from sin.
受洗就跟着同时。
Going through the water baptism means one is buried with Christ. And he is free from sin. He is free from sin law and all the sinful issues he has committed. Nothing about the receiving of the Holy Spirit is mentioned. And the key is whether one has the determination. And after water baptism, you have to make a determination. And to dedicate and present yourself as instrument of righteousness to God. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Then you will have a guarantee. Then sin shall not have dominion over you. For we are no longer controlled by the law.
因为七节说，受洗跟着同属的已经脱离罪的律了，不再被辖住了。
Again, as we just read in verse 7, for he who has died has been free from sin.
一个有圣灵的人。
A person who has the Holy Spirit.
假如没有下决心要顺从神。
If without the determinations to submit to the Lord.
也会再犯罪的。
He can still commit sin.
反过来说，没有圣灵的人。
In the contrary, if a person is without Holy Spirit,
受洗后如果下决心,
and after water baptism, and he has made determination,
要顺从神主义,
and to follow God,
也不会犯罪,
and he will not commit sin.
因为罪不做我们的主了。
As we just read that sin shall not have dominion over us.
我们发现教里面有的人没有圣灵。
We notice in the church, some members do not have Holy Spirit.
信心很好。
They have good faith.
行为是很好。
And they have good behavior.
反过来说，有的有圣灵气，犯罪都有。
But in contrary, some people have Holy Spirit, yet they commit sins.
因为圣灵要帮助你。
Holy Spirit is a helper.
你要顺从他。
We have to submit to the Holy Spirit.
假如你不顺从，有圣灵也会犯罪。
If we do not submit to the Holy Spirit, still we can commit sins.
看加拉太第五章。
Let's refer to Galatians.
加拉太书第五章
Galatians chapter 5
十六节
verse 16
我说你们当受的是儿行就不放纵肉体情欲我说是讲保罗的体验
In here, Paul referred to his own experience.
顺着圣灵行就不放纵肉体情欲
Walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
有圣灵以后假如没有顺着圣灵去行还是会放纵情欲、啊、
If a person has Holy Spirit yet he does not submit to the spirit, he can still indulge in lust.
看回来罗马书六章十六节
Back to Romans chapter 6.
下面说因为你们不在律法住下乃在恩典住下
In chapter 6, verse 14, since we are under the law of grace,
在律法住
下, we are under grace.
在律法住下是做仆人的。
Under the law, we are slaves.
没有自由。
And have no freedom.
好像保罗还没有信耶稣以前。
Prior to Paul's conversion,
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他就在律法住下。
He lived under the law.
他想行了行不出来。
It's impossible for him to do good deeds.
想改变恶又不能改变。
And he also have difficulty to remove his sins.
因为在律法住下人也被罪的律辖住啊。
Since under the law, a person is also binded by the law.
那信耶稣以后是在恩典住下。
And after the conversion, a person is lived under grace.
恩典住下
live under
做神的儿女。
And he can become the children of God.
有神特别的保守。
And he is preserved by the Lord.
所以主要下决心要把自己献给神的义的器具，神就会帮助。
So when the person has made the determination, dedicated and submit to the Lord, and he will be helped by the Lord.
因为罪的义不再辖住我们了。
And then the sin law cannot control us anymore.
十五节的二十三节书第三段。
And verse 15 to 23 is the third section.
要做罪的奴仆呢，或是做义的奴仆呢？
And are we going to be the slave of uncleanness or become the slave of righteousness?
十五节到十六节是第一小段，究竟要做谁的奴仆？
Verse 15 and 16 is a sub section. What should we choose? What do we choose?
有人说信耶稣有还可以犯罪吗？
Someone say that shall we sin even under the even we under the grace?
保罗的回答说要不要不要问要可不可以犯罪，要问你要做谁的奴仆。
Therefore, Paul tried to point out that you have to ask the question Which slave do you want to be?
做奴仆是没有自由的。
And a slave has no freedom.
你要做罪的奴仆被罪辖住呢，或是做义的奴仆听神的话呢？
Do you want to be the slave of unrighteousness and to be controlled by sin, or you want to become the slave of righteousness and controlled by God?
所以信主可不可犯罪已经不是问题了。
Whether a Christian believer may commit sin or not is no longer an issue.
看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
这节怎么样呢？我们的恩典住下，不在律法住下，就可以犯罪吗？因为前面提的，我们的恩典下，不在律法住下。
Because we are not under the law but under the grace, what then shall we sin?
那这样可以犯罪吗？
Can we still sin?
保罗说断不可。
And Paul says, certainly not.
对这个道理，一般基督徒人不懂。
Many of the Christian believers do not understand this verse.
下不在律法住下。
They say that we are under grace.
神除非人转弱啊。
God is so merciful, and He will show kindness to the weak ones.
你犯什么罪悔改，神就赦免你。
No matter what kind of sin you have committed, as long as you confess, He will forgive you.
所以他们常常讲一处得永远得救。
That's why they always claim that once you are saved, you will be saved forever.
一处得救是你信主就得救了。
What they say that is once when you believe in Jesus, you are saved.
永远得救说你信主以后得救了，不管犯什么罪，只要你悔改就得赦免，所以就永远得救。
In other words, no matter what kind of sin you committed in the future, since you are saved, in once you will be saved forever. You will be forgiven forever.
他说好像小子跌在水沟受伤弄脏。
Just like a child fall into water and he was injured.
他父亲看见把他救上来，有伤给他擦药，弄脏给他洗干净，还是我的儿子。
And the father tried to save him from the water and tried to heal his wounds. He's still his child.
不过因为受伤弄脏就不是我的儿子。
He cannot abandon this child because he's injured.
他说信徒犯罪好像弄脏，好像被魔鬼打伤了。
When a person commits a sin after his conversion, just like he was attacked by Satan, he was defiled by Satan.
但只要你悔改，你就可以得到赦免。
As long as you confess, you'll be forgiven.
圣经道理不是这样。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
保罗是原主的应许称义。
Although one Paul mentioned about a person is justified.
他否定信主前的行为。否定信主前的行为。
God will forget all the sins we committed before.
不是你很老才得了神拣选。
It's not because you are good that you are chosen by the Lord.
是你用心接受神的救恩，你就罪得赦免，就得救了。
Because of your desire to be saved.
当然很强调信后的行为。他也很强调看重信后的行为。
But Paul also emphasized on the behavior, on the conduct after the conversion.
看罗马书第十一章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 11.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
罗马书的十一章二十二节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 22.
可见神的恩主和严厉，向那跌倒人是严厉的，向你是有恩主的，主要你参到恩主里，不然你被砍下来。这里谈到神有严厉的一面，也有恩主的一面。
In here it refers to the goodness and severity of God.
长久在神恩主里的人就有恩主，如果是犯罪了就跌倒了就被砍下来了。
And it says here that on those who fell severity, but toward you goodness, if you continue in its goodness, otherwise you will also be cut off.
这一节圣经是一般基督徒所忽略的。
And actually, many other churches ignore this verse.
罗马书主题是应验称义。罗马书主题是应验称义。
The subject of the book of Romans is justified by faith.
不是因行为称义。
It's not because of your deed.
那是讲信主前的行为了。
It refers to their deeds or the behavior prior to conversion.
但信主后要怎么做呢？
And how a person, how do a person behave after the conversion?
保罗要活在神的恩主当中。
We should live under the grace of the Lord.
不要犯罪跌倒。
And do not commit sins and fall.
犯罪跌倒，他就被砍下来。
And when a person falls again, he will be cut off.
所以我说神学家不懂圣经啊。
Therefore, I say the theologians do not understand the Bible.
我常常看比较神学家写的书。
And sometimes I refer to the publications of other denominations.
虽然他们的主张不是全部错，但是错的也不少。
Although Although many of the teachings are not wrong, yet they also make a lot of mistakes.
尤其怎么行才得救，这个基本信仰他根本就不懂。
And actually, they do not understand the basic doctrines of salvation.
他否定洗礼功效。
They deny the effects of water baptism.
这个是很大错误。
It is a great mistake.
这个错误很普遍，什么教派都差不多一样。
And this is a very common mistake, actually among most of the denominations.
甚至于认为信耶稣有犯什么罪，悔改都可以得到赦免，这个根本是圣经没有圣经根据的。
And the statement claims that.When a person, as long as a person confess, all of his sins can be forgiven. This is no base of the Bible.
看回来罗马书第六章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 6,
十六节
verse 16.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁做的奴仆吗？或做这奴仆以至于死，或做圣奴仆以至于成圣成义？啊，这里就谈到你不要问可不可犯罪，你要问你要做谁奴仆了。你如果做罪，这个罪的奴仆，你就是要死。如果你做义的奴仆，赦免的奴仆啊，就是成圣成义。
Therefore, Paul said, "Do not ask whether you can commit sin. You have to ask which slaves you want to be."
十七二十节是第六小段，要做义的奴仆。
And verse 17 and 18 is the second subsection, to be the slaves of righteousness.
看十七节。
Verse 17.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范啊，就是。我们信主人以前是做罪的奴仆。
As a Christian believer, prior to the conversion, we were slaves of sin.
那现在因为信了耶稣，就重新的顺服神，顺服所传给我们的道理的模范一个规范。
And yet we obey from the heart that from a doctrine to which we were delivered.
看十八节
，verse 18。
你们既从罪得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。这里说我们已经从罪得了释放了，所以要做义的奴仆，不要再开导的回去做罪的奴仆。
We were set free from sin, and we should become slaves of righteousness.
十九节说，我因你们肉体软弱，就照着常话对你们说啊，追记圣经有的翻成。我怕你们难以了解我的意思，所以用很普通的例子来。对你们说话。
Some of the translation says that I try to speak in your way if you do not understand.
普通例子是讲奴隶制度啊。普通的例子啊，你们所能够明白。普通例子是讲奴隶制度。
It is a common term about the slavery system.
当时的希腊社会有这个奴隶制度。
During the Greek society, in those days, there were still slaves.
奴隶可以用钱去买来替你工作。
A slave can be procured by money.
奴隶没有法律的保障。
A slave is not protected by law.
也没有社会地位。
Has no social status.
不听话可以打他。
A slave can be beaten by the master.
甚至于被打到受伤或者是死掉了，都没有人管，因为他没有法律保障。
A slave is since a slave is not protected by law, he could even be beaten to death.
奴隶的祖孙也是奴隶。
The descendant of a slave is also slave.
完全被控制，没有自由。
And they were totally controlled by the masters and had no freedom.
这个是他们所租到的当时的社会情况。
This is the social status which they could understand.
那保罗用这个他们能够了解的例子来提醒他们。
So Paul used the slavery system as an example.
以前你们做
罪的
奴隶。
Previously, you were the slaves of sin.
没有自由。
And you have no freedom.
现在做神的仆人。
Now you are the servants of God.
应当跟从前的老板罪断绝关系。
And you should cut off from sins.
我们看这个十九节下面。
Let's read the second portion of verse
19. 你们从前怎样将自己献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将自己献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣啊。以前就做罪的奴仆是不洁不法的。
Previously, you were slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness.
现在献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣啊。
So now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness.
因为我们已经换了主人了。
since we have changed a new master,
罪奴仆,
to a new master,
听罪的指示,
and when we were the slave of sin, we follow the guidance
不能,
of the sinful master.
不能抗拒主的命令,
we cannot disobey our master.
现在做义的奴仆,
now we become the slave of righteousness. And we cannot disobey God's commandments.
20节,
verse 20.
因为你们做罪的奴仆使我就不必约束了，一个人不能够两个主。
One cannot serve two masters.
以前做罪的奴仆不能被约束。
Previously, when you were slave of sin,
现在做义的奴仆就也不能被罪约束啊。
And now you cannot be controlled by sins anymore.
21节,
verse 21.
你们现今所看为羞耻树，当日有什么果子呢？那些树的结局就是。 就是死啊，这里谈到现在看回看过去走的路，就晓得那个是羞耻的事情啊。因为你现在能够明白是非了，以前也许活的最终当一种荣一种快乐，现在你明白这里回头去看，就晓得那个是羞耻的事情。
Now you know how to distinguish between the good and evil and try to look back. Your old life, you know what kind of sin you have committed.
那时候这个果子是什么呢？就是永死。
For the end of those things is death.
22节,
verse 22.
但现今你们既从罪得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有强健果子，那结局就永生。现在已经不一样，已经换老板了。
Now it is different. You have a new master.
从罪得了释放，自由了。
Now having been set free from sin,
我们做神的奴仆就有成圣的果子，结果得了永生。
And having become slave of God, you have your fruit of holiness and the end everlasting life.
那21节到23节是第三小的结局是死或者永生，就是你做罪的奴仆，结局是死，你做义的奴仆结果永生，这个完整。Verse
21 to 23 is the third subsection. For the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
看23节,
let's read verse 33.
罪的工价是死，你替罪工作就得工钱，工钱死亡。
As we just read, for the wages of sin is death.
唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督就永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这里的恩赐不如一边刚刚的那种恩赐，就是永生这种恩赐。
And the gift is not the gift of healing, which is the gift refers to the eternal life.
恩赐就恩典的赏赐啊。
And the gift is a reward.
罗马书5章提到恩赐，就是被称义得永生。
In Romans chapter 5, that gift refers to being justified.
第6章23节的恩赐就也是永生。 第6章23节恩赐永生。
And chapter 6 was in verse chapter 6 verse 23, the gift is also also refers to eternal life.
好，我们6章就到这里告一段落。
Now concludes the chapter 6.
好，那5章到6章有问题，或者是我们学过了1章1章到4章有问题，现在都可以提出来。
You may raise questions from we just learned chapter 5 or 6 or any of the previous chapters we have learned.
好，那没有，我们就要结束啊。那我们这个每天晚上，假如你已经学过有问题，随时都可以提出来啊。还有我们最后一天的一个疑难问答啊，就罗马书以外也可以提出来疑难问答啊。我最后那一天呢。
In our last section on Sunday, we will have the questions and answers. You may raise any questions if you like.
好，唱诗。
Now let's sing him.
225首。
225.
只有三节，三节，我们只有三节，啊啊。
听众。
Please be seated.
明天下午我一定去访问一个慕道朋友。
Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to visit a truth seeker friend.
他还没有听过我们的福音。
He hasn't listened to our truth before.
现在他需要耶稣的救恩。
He needs Jesus' salvation.
因为第一次接触，他对福音的内容完全不懂。
Since this is my first contact with him, he's totally ignorant to the teaching of the Bible.
我们现在就为他代祷。
We pray for this visitation.
求神开的心窍能够明白这个福音对他有什么样的帮助。
May the Lord open his heart so he will be benefited.
也求神给他信心能够接受我们所传来的道理。
May the Lord give his faith, give him the faith so he can accept the gospel.
保罗因为遇到困难，读了耶稣的拣选。
When Paul encountered the problems,but he was finally chosen by Jesus.
我们很多弟兄姐妹是因为遇到困难，然后得到主耶稣的拣选。
Many of brothers and sisters prior to our conversion, because they encountered problems or difficulties, they were chosen by Jesus.
耶稣一样没有救主。耶稣一样没有救主。
Jesus Christ is our Savior.
耶稣以外没有方法可以解决我们的问题。
Besides Jesus, there's no Savior. He's the only Savior.
我们要为他代祷。
We're going to pray for this truth seeker.
一起祷告。
请等一下哈。还有一件事要带到哈，请各位哈为在这个东部那个Jezreel 祷告哈，因为明天他要做第二次的这个化疗哈，现在因为他的病情哈有起色哈，但是我们求主施恩怜悯啊。Please pray for Jezreel in Hillsboro. Tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. he will go through the second chemotherapy.We can see some result in the first treatment. So may the Lord have mercy on him.
好，谢谢。